Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money.
This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Seth, here every week at this time on stations all around the country to bring you up to date on things that are important. It's a value-added program for those who are family farmers, those people who have smaller farms, who are not part of the huge agro-world, the agribusinesses. 96% of the farms in this country still family-owned and run, and those are the folks that I'm talking to as we start every week with some of the news that affects all of us. I thought this was important. From the National Farmers Union Anniversary Convention, the Secretary of Agriculture was there, and he announced that there are rules being put together regarding the voluntary Product of USA label for meat, poultry, and egg products. So under the circumstances, when you think about the rule being, it's truth in advertising, right? Truth in labeling. For too long, family farmers have been competing in a market where imported products are fraudulently labeled as a product of the United States. How in the name of heaven this got to where it is, whether it was the last Secretary of Agriculture or people back fixing the problem doesn't involve fixing the blame, but it is good to know who your friends are. This is part of the Fairness for Farmers campaign. There is an aggressive advocacy for truth in labeling, as well there should be. You may or may not remember a number of years ago when there was a ballot initiative had been started by farmers in California to get this rule in place, in play in California, so it became a referendum question on the ballot. And because Monsanto and Bayer and all the other outfits that are connected to Big Ag spent $40 million to kill this initiative at the ballot box by confusing people as to what actually was being proposed, the initiative lost. So you still can't, in California, pretty much anywhere else, get labels that are tell the people who are your customers that you have beef or whatever the product is that's grown in America. Can you imagine living in a country where beef that comes from Brazil and Chile and maybe even China, who knows where it comes from, isn't labeled, so you don't know whether you're buying beef that's grown in America or someplace else. You don't know what's in it. There are a lot of people who have been who've become sick over the years eating some of this meat from other places because it's not properly supervised. There's more supervision given to the stuff that's grown here in our country. And I'm not saying supervision is bad, but for God's sakes, put everybody on an even playing field. This is long overdue. Product of USA labeling is something that should have been mandated a long, long, long time ago. So now that it's in the works, let's make sure we keep pushing it with connections to our local legislators and to members of Congress and Senate members that you can connect to through whatever organization you may be in. But let's get it taken care of. Here's something that I'm not sure I get, why the government wants to have the livestock antibiotic sales require a prescription from a veterinarian. So my advice to you, given this is in the news this week, a reminder that over-the-counter livestock antibiotics will require a prescription in the next couple of months. Get to know your local veterinarian now and establish a veterinarian-client-patient relationship if you expect to treat livestock in the future, because the over-the-counter livestock antibiotics will be a thing of the past. There are a lot of people who are running extension services in colleges and universities around the country. A lot of them have schools for veterinarians. They're trying to help livestock owners who are used to being able to go to the feed store and buy some of the antibiotics there. There's been a curtailment of this over the last few years, and now it'll be completely shut off. The questions that let livestock owners know what to do are all over the American Farm Bureau Federation website and the Farmers Union, American Farmers Union, National Farmers Union. You can find information there from professors in ag schools, from veterinarians who know what the new rule is all about. But essentially, what the Food and Drug Administration has said, telling manufacturers of medically important antimicrobial drugs that continue to be available over the counter and are approved for use in animals, both companion and food producing, regardless of delivery mechanism, to voluntarily bring these products under veterinarian oversight. So the labels of the over-the-counter antibiotics that are still around for livestock, those will read on the label, caution, federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. The purchaser must have a prescription or a drug order to buy it. So this differs somewhat from the veterinary feed directive, and sometimes these things are confused. Over-the-counter antibiotics used in animal feed were moved to a feed directive in 2017, allowing closer veterinarian oversight of some of these antimicrobial items that are in animal feeds. All the over-the-counter antibiotics placed in the drinking water were moved to prescription status at the same time. So this new rule concerns the antibiotics that remain available over-the-counter, injectables, intramammary, tubes and boluses, that sort of thing. I guess if you look at the antibiotics that are affected, prescription-only items include things that are injectable, intramammary penicillin, for example, oxytetracycline, sulfur drugs, and the like. I can't pronounce some of these things anyway, but you know what I'm talking about. If you're a cattle guy, you know what's going on, dairy or raising beef. Prescriptions required after June 11th for anything you use to treat your cows. That's the bottom line there. In a moment, we're going to meet Joey Gator, who is a CPA. It's important to talk about building wealth strategies on the farm. Tax strategies at this time of year are important, as the tax money is due in by April 15th. So how can we help you? We're going to do that, hopefully, with Mr. Jeter. I think it's Jeter, but I'll pronounce his name correctly when I meet him with you in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back on the American Family Farmer this week with a gentleman who will help all of you, all of us, who are farmers who have or need strategies. Some of you may have come up with some good strategies, but there are unique opportunities on the farm, and you should know Joey Jeter is here. You are an accountant, a CPA from the University, well, you went to the University of Mississippi. Where is your practice, sir?
I'm located in Brownsville, Tennessee. We've got offices throughout West Tennessee. And
all right.
I manage our Brownsville office.
Yeah, okay. We're on the radio down there as well. So,
yes, sir.
This is, at this time of year, money is due in that's owed by the 15th of April. You may not have your tax return done until later in the year, August or October or whenever. But this is the time if you want to have a strategy for saving yourself some money, now is the time to get involved. How long have you been working with farmers as a CPA, Joey?
About 12 years. I've been in public accounting since 2005. I've been here in West Tennessee since 2011. I originally worked in Mississippi, and most of our farmers there were cattle farmers and tree harvesters, but moving here to West Tennessee in the Delta, a lot more row crops, soybeans, cotton, corn, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So are there tax strategies that are created specifically for farmers, or are some of the strategies you come up with, some of the advice you come up with, based on general tax principles?
We start generally, and then we kind of tailor to each individual client. We tend to do most of our tax planning November, December. We don't want you to be surprised come April 15th, or really in the case of the farmers, March 1st is a deadline where the farmer doesn't have to pay estimates throughout the year. They won't be hit with penalties for not filing those estimates.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to do our planning in November and December. Once most of the crops out of the field, and it may still be in the grain bins and whatnot, but at least at that point, most everybody knows what they've got, what the crop looked like, and a fairly good idea of what the prices are going to be. Some of our strategies include, obviously, purchasing equipment towards the end of the year, prepaying for expenses, whether that be, fuel or fertilizer or seed or whatever. Being that most farmers are cash basis, you can, if you spend, the money on December 31st, well, you may not get your that seed until the next year. Being that you're tax basis, we can claim that expense in that previous year. Those are some of the easier things we like to do. I say easier.
Well, there's nothing easy about having to pay taxes. It's knowing what the ins and outs are, and I think that's why I wanted to have you here to go through the ins and outs. There's a thought in people's minds about wealth building strategies. Most of the family farmers I know aren't building any wealth other than what's in their land, and I want to talk about that in a matter of moments here. What do we do with land value, and how does that affect our assets, and what do we have to, the whole business about end-of-life stuff that we need to talk about as we continue here on the American Family Farm.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the fold here on the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week at this time, adding a couple of new stations this week to the fold. Most of the stations that carry the American Family Farmer also carry the Good Day program, which is what I do Monday through Friday, and some of the other shows that I have that are aimed at being public service. This program is a public service to farmers. I'm a small farmer myself, and I'm finding it interesting, although I will tell you that it's been very difficult over the years for me to make any money on my farm, which is we all obviously, I don't fortunately have to depend on my farm income, but I'd like it not to lose as much money as it does. And that's the problem, I think. Joey Jeter is here, a CPA from down in Tennessee. He's in an area where farming rules the roost. And so I guess I'm concerned about, we have things like wealth building strategies for some farmers, and you're talking about at the end of the year, if you've had a good year, buy equipment because you can write it off, that sort of thing. But what about those who don't make any money? You still have to file your taxes, and I suppose how you do your taxes in part is how you predicate whether you make any money, right? There are different ways of strategizing to make it seem like, well, and most people, you don't have to try too hard. In most of the areas where I am, family farms just don't make money. How do you keep yourself from getting into trouble, though, with that? Because the IRS is always looking for its pound of flesh.
Yes, sir. If you're not making any money or barely getting by, then obviously there's not a whole lot of tax strategy there because there's really not much of a tax liability. However, if you're not making money, there is a you want to pay something in some Social Security tax, so you'll have that if you know when you retire. There is an option that you can pay a minimum amount.
Yep.
That would help. You know, I don't know how far that's going to go, and will Social Security be here? You know, 20 years from now, that's another discussion for a different day. But as far as a lot of these family farms, like you say, most of the wealth and all is built in the land.
Right.
You know, some of that land has been in families for generations. And most, you know, and even most farmers around here, you know, some of these farms have been in families for, you know, 100 years, if not longer. it's hard to look at that as wealth because, you know, most farmers want to pass that on to the next generation.
Right.
You know,
but unfortunately,
legacy.
Yeah, here's a question. Mr. Jeter is down in Brownsville, Tennessee. Tennessee, as I said, is a big ag state. There have got to be a lot of farms that are going through this. When the father or the whether it's the patriarch or the matriarch, when they die, in order to pay death taxes, oftentimes the people who are left in the farm, if you know the only asset they have is the land, they have to end up selling the land. And this whole business about the death tax and how it can be avoided, I don't know. I'm going to ask you, we have a moment or two that we have to pause for some words from our local stations carrying this program. When we come back, I want to know if there are intelligent legal ways of keeping the government from getting a hold of the farm when the patriarch or matriarch dies, because that seems to me to be the biggest problem that we have. Mandating the land has to be sold to pay these outrageous taxes, that's really a kind of a bottom line thing for most of the farmers listening, I'm sure. So hold on. Back with Joey Jeter and your thoughts, our thoughts about what we're doing to keep ourselves from having to pay more in taxes than we ought to. That's the theme this week on the American Family Farm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update, former President Trump says he expects to be arrested Tuesday with a looming indictment by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as part of an investigation for his alleged role in a hush money payment to a porn star who claimed an affair with Trump before the 2016 presidential election. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. NCAA March Madness had some upsets on Friday in an extremely rare fashion.
March Madness brings us another Cinderella story. On Friday, it was Fairleigh Dickinson who took down Purdue. It's only the second time a 16 seed has beaten a 1 seed on the men's side. Fairleigh Dickinson entered the tournament as a first 4 team and is now on to the round of 32 for the first time in school history.
Ryan Daniels reporting. Today's second round action kicks off this hour with Furman and San Diego State. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Back again in the second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week, concentrating on a conversation with Joey Jeter, who is a CPA down in Brownsville, Tennessee, talking about strategies that can be used for farmers, small farmers, family farmers, so that you can hold on to as much of your income as you can. This is a question for everybody in society, but because this is a farming program and this is the time of year, Joey is suggesting you should have started strategizing last year before you came to the end of the year. Get that, understand that. But some of the things that maybe are unforeseen, like the passing of the person who owns the land, who wants to pass the land along to the people in the family who would be the next generation farmers, but because of this is my editorial comment, stupid, ridiculous, confiscatory policies the federal government has. You know, the present group is in there. We're going to get all those millionaires and tax as much as we can from them. Well, a lot of times the rules apply to people who have died. What do we do, you know, to pay those death taxes, among other taxes? And oftentimes all you can do is sell the land, which is certainly not in the best interest of the family farmer or the people who are using the products that are grown on the family farm. So, into the question and answer bin we go, Joey, with ways of, there have to be ways, clever ways. I say this with all admiration. When new tax laws are passed, guys like you get into a closet and you find ways around the new laws that are passed, right? I mean, that's just kind of...
That's the thought process for sure. Luckily, yeah. I've got a great partners and great staff where I don't have to do it all myself. But no, you're exactly right that most of, you know, family farmers' values in one of two things. It's in the equity of their land. It's in the equity of their equipment.
Yeah, the tools and equipment. Yep, right, exactly.
So you know, right now, and I don't know a better way to say this, it's with the estate tax exemption now, it's for 2023, it's going to be a shade under $13 million per individual.
So how does that translate? Help us understand. Explain, please.
All right, so if you, and you know, obviously property values are different in different areas of the country and so on and so forth. So just say that somebody, the patriarch or the matriarch, died in 2023. Well, if the land and all the equipment was less than $12.92 million, there would be no tax.
Say that again. Repeat that one more time, please, Joey.
Yes, sir. So if an individual who owns this, the land or equipment and everything that goes with it, if that is under $12.92 million in 2023, then that falls under that exemption that would not be taxed. Now, there was a time 7-8 years ago when the exemption was like $3 or $4 million. That's when people were getting, you know, when people passed, and it could be longer than 8 years. You know, time just starts blurring together at a point.
Right.
But there were people who were getting caught in that, you know, in those estate taxes, and state tax rates pretty high. Like you said, that the only answer to pay those taxes was to sell the land. That's not a family farmer's dream. That dream is to keep that legacy going. It's a place for their great grandchildren to live off of and be raised. And so, as of right now, you know, the exemption is fairly high, historically speaking. Now, like you said, you know, tax laws change every year. You know, we hear about the big bills that get written and they get all the news and all that, but tax code changes every year. There's one thing government's good at, it's writing tax laws.
Right. Well, the government writes write a lot of bills and laws that don't serve the basic good, the common good of
Correct.
The people who are responsible. You can look at the current discussion about the Farm Bill and what in the Farm Bill would be considered a tax, whether it's tax law or influences tax law. The amount of money that comes in grants and aid. One of the things that isn't discussed often, all the programs that come from the USDA and the help that supposedly is there for farmers, grants and aids, sometimes that stuff is taxable, right? So people, when they apply these grants, think, oh, that's, you know, it's great, it's tax-free money. But oftentimes there is a consequence to it, much as we saw during the COVID situation. Some of the money that was available, you didn't have to pay back, and some of it you did. So how do we fare it? How do we make our way through all of that?
You know, most USDA payments that farmers are getting, and I noticed they were not nearly as high this year as they've been in the past. Those will be taxable. I don't know why government gives money away and then
taxes it
back.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
It defies logic, but there are certain things. I know, you know, talking about the COVID, you know, there were PPP money was out there for farmers that had employees or sole proprietor. I think the max, and forgive me if I'm not getting these numbers right, but I think the max that a single sole proprietor, could get if they didn't have any employees was like $25,000 or something like that. That money was not taxable.
No, right. But there's stuff. There are EIDL loans that farmers have gotten, low interest rate loans. They're still going to pay them back. But those are deductible. You should make sure you're doing things like that. Whatever loans you have, no matter what they are, they're all tax deductible, are they not?
The interest rates are tax deductible. And like I said, they usually are. Lower rates. Usually you have to jump through a few more hoops because it's a lot of red tape to get some of these. And because the rates are so low.
Right.
But yes, those payments would be deductible and what you buy with that could possibly be deductible as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to ask you to come up with some tips that people can use, practical tips to cut the tax bill for the farmer, the family farmer, as we continue here. Stand by a little bit. Joey Jeter is here from Brownsville, Tennessee, a CPA specializing in farm in that area of the world. Farming is the number one It's the biggest crop is the crop, if you will. And so there's a lot of experience there, and these things are aimed at helping you as you prepare to pay your taxes. Let's prepare to look our best, feel our best, and be our best as the weather improves. We're ready to go. We're ready to get outside. We're ready to work. How are we feeling? How are we doing? Is your weight still hanging over you from all the, after you get finished with much of your work, unless you're a dairy person, the work gets slower in the wintertime in most areas of the country. So you get into Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the things that you do with your family. And maybe you're working, but you're not working as much and it's hard. You're not getting as much exercise, so you put the weight on. Well, let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of that weight. Let's do it the drug-free, stimulant-free way. I was telling one of my other audiences this week about Calitrin, how the most sincere form of flattery is imitation, because there are now other products that are coming out that claim to be drug-free and stimulant-free, but they aren't the original. They aren't the best. This is an exciting product that has had such fabulous success and helped so many millions of people over the last 25 years. How can you not start? Test Calitrin, see how it works. Make sure that when you start the program, you've talked to a consultant. You can do that by just going to the Top Loss website, which is, the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com, and seek out a counselor. You hear Elizabeth Miller on many of these programs that I do. She's from Calitrin talking about the benefits of it. Ask for her. See if you can't get some help from them, because one of the things that makes it the nation's safest and leading weight loss supplement is because there's so much support, so much help from the people on the staff. So journey your way to better health. Get rid of the weight. Be a fighting weight, if you will, as the farming season begins. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin. And to start off this new program well, you get $20 off on a 90-day supply. Get it, use it, and enjoy the benefits of Calitrin, the natural way, the successful way to take off weight and to keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Joey Jeter from Brownsville, Tennessee. We're talking taxes this week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I have asked Joey to come up with a number of tips that would be sort of generic, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, what you're advising people to do to cut the tax bills, because there still is time to do some of this before April 15th, right, Joey?
Yes, sir. Yeah. There's still some time, a few things to do. Some of the tips that I would, like I said, they're pretty generic, but, I mean, they can save you some money. First, make sure that you're tracking your income and your expenses properly. You know, you don't want to overstate your income, but that's going to cause some unnecessary tax. And you don't want to miss expenses that you paid for, which would also increase some tax liability. The main thing I always tell clients is don't spend money just to save on taxes. Spend the money on something that you need, something that mm-hmm. you can use. Don't go out and say, if I spend $1,000, I'm going to save myself, taxes. Well, that's not necessarily, I mean, that's true, but you're saving yourself pennies on the dollar. Is that a smart decision? Do you need to go buy a $50,000 tractor and depreciate that all in 1 year? You may. But typically we try to keep our depreciation over the life of that asset, because that helps you build equity and wealth. Because if you've gotten that tractor, you've probably financed it. Well, if you depreciate it all in the first year, you still got 4 or 5 more years of paying on that loan. Mm-hmm. So it's not a very, it could help your tax liability in year one, but then you're just kicking the can down the road and putting yourself in a bind later on if something happens adversely.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'm sure a bunch of family farmers could do is paying their children to work for them. You can pay your kids a certain amount, and then they don't pay tax on it, and you get the benefit of the expense. And then we kind of like to do that, where the kids get the money, and then it goes into – maybe college plan.
Fund, yeah.
Yes, that's right. So there's some ways there that everybody benefits.
Do you have a website where people can go to kind of tap into all of your knowledge and all of your help?
Oh, certainly, yes, sir. Our website is www.crscpa.com, and you'll see our different locations and our other shareholders in the company, and there'll be stuff that kind of tells about us and what we do.
Yep. Well, it's vital for farmers and people in the agricultural field to make sure they're getting the best when it comes to advice for taxes, and sounds to me like you really know the ins and outs. Joey Jeter here, to help us out with our tax strategies as we go into tax season here. The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Thank you so much. I'll take care.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now at 53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about our weekly podcast. You can hear the entire show, American Family Farmer Show, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or you can catch our podcast as well. They're all there in order, listed so that the highlights, if you look at the summation of one program, you look, oh, I want to listen to that. So go to the American Family Farmer Show. .com. Our most recent podcast is focusing on the crops that smaller farms are doing. We had a discussion about a Kentucky farm that was suspending horse racing operations because they couldn't hire skilled staff. That's become a real problem, I think, for a lot of folks. We met Kesha Cobb on the most recent American Family Farmer, who has a mink farm that was vandalized, and so that's something that we talked about. Also, she's in the Arkansas National Women in Agriculture Association. She's a speaker. She helps people get into farming. She's a small farmer herself, but a great story. So you can get the American Family Farmer Show podcasts free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so my thoughts this week are on the farm bill. I think this is something that we really all ought to be heard on. This is something that comes up every year. I think as we look at the beginning, as we're getting ready for the planting season, we're all optimistic. We hope that this season will be better than last year's. The latest farm income forecast makes it a little bit harder to hold on to that hope. So that's why we were kind of with the advice to you on taxation and stuff. Net farm income may fall this year because of a lot of things. Cost of money, cost of fuel, it's just everything is more expensive. Price a new tractor this year versus what you may have paid or you got priced last year. Up 4%, 5%, 9%. Some of these, I don't know how people afford new tractors. I sure can't. But it's, you know, if you can, good. More power to you. At any rate, from my perspective, it's important to note that the ever-increasing food prices that hit all of us are not yielding higher money back to us, the farmers. Why is that? The same high prices that you pay at the grocery store or at the farmer's market, farmers struggling to stay afloat, razor-thin margins, circumstances beyond our control. A net of 7 cents of every dollar spent on food goes back to the farm. That is a damn outrage. So what's the story? And how does the farm bill interact or interface with that reality? That's yet to be determined because all the various interests are in there trying to get their licks. But it seems to me that we ought to be unified in making sure that the agribusinesses don't get a penny. Not 1 cent. That's the problem that over the years has crept into the system because of bad management in the ag department. There's all kinds of reasons for it. But now is time for you to stand up and say, enough is enough, and get to be an advocate for yourself. You know, you think about the debt, farm debt. We were just talking about this with a CPA. 70% of the debt is tied up in your land. And the values increase. So, again, when you're at the end of the line, what does that do for your family? The factors, lower livestock prices, crop prices, the end of the assistance from the pandemic, all of this stuff. We got to pass a farm bill, farm programs to help farmers manage risk, weather challenges, and to get into the face of the big ag outfits so they don't get the money. We need to make sure the money, if it's available, comes to farmers that need it and deserve it. And that does not include the four big ag companies. But yet, every year they get hundreds of millions of dollars, and the farmers that need the help don't. So, as I said at the beginning, I'd rather look at the future with hope. Possibilities for what your land can yield, what your business can do, and if you're going to be taxed, the American public is being taxed, so what comes back to you needs to be something that actually helps you and helps the American public have better food. Depend on the farmer. That's what we need. Maybe that should be the cry. Depend, make sure that what happens to the farm bill makes us able to depend on our own farmers. That's what I'm thinking about the Farm Bill. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.